With a look at your sports on this Thursday morning, I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Couple of one-run games last night as we wrapped up the second round of the Estate Amateur Baseball Tournament at Mitchell's Cadwell Park. It was Kimball White Lake defeating Flandreau 2-1, and Winter Colombe coming from behind in the ninth inning to defeat Lake Norton 4-3. Let's start with the late game last night. Kimball White Lake behind the pitching of Zach Waldner. They advance into the quarterfinals tomorrow night with a 2-1 win over the Flandreau Cardinals. They were the runners-up last year. Waldner did not give up a hit until the sixth inning. He only allowed four hits all night, with two of them coming in the ninth inning. Waldner had 10 strikeouts on 138 pitches. Kimball White Lake scored both of their runs in the top of the third inning, getting RBIs from Seth Kirsch and Brian Zeman. Flandreau starter Jordan Gesling, he would pitch well in the loss. He only allowed two runs on three hits with eight strikeouts over nine innings. Flandreau, they would threaten in the ninth with a couple of singles and a stolen base to score their only run of the game, but they would leave the tying run at first base. So Kimball White Lake with a bit of an upset last night as they take down the Flandreau Cardinals 2-1. Kimball White Lake, they will take on Winter Colombe tomorrow night as the Pheasants, with a two-out rally in the ninth inning, gives them an improbable 4-3 win last night over Lake Norton. Winter Colombe, they would trail 3-2 with two outs and the bases empty in the bottom of the ninth inning before four straight hitters would reach, only one of them on an actual hit. Chandler Bakely, he would be hit by a pitch. Then Lake Norton second baseman Tony Campbell, he made an error on an Austin Calhoun two-hopper that should have ended the game. Then Austin Ritchie walked for Winter Colombe. That would load the bases for Luke Bamberg. Bamberg would hit a single to right field, and that would score the two runs they needed to win the game. J.J. Farner went all nine innings for Winter Colombe, giving up three runs, three hits, and had three strikeouts. Lake Norton starter Jordan Johnson, he got the tough luck loss, giving up two of his four runs in the bottom of the ninth, as he gave up seven hits along with eight strikeouts. So we will have coverage of all four of the quarterfinals, two games tonight and two games tomorrow at Cadwell Park, as we're down to the final eight games here of this amateur baseball season. Starts tonight at 5:30 as the Gerritsen Blue Jays, they take on the Mount Vernon Mustangs. Gerritsen, they've been very impressive thus far, outscoring their opponents by a score of 24-1 through the first two rounds as they take on Mount Vernon tonight. And then the late game after 8 o'clock, it'll be Alexandria versus Lennox. And then on Friday night, quarterfinals begin with the defending champ from last year, the Del Rapids Mudcats, taking on the Dimmock Emory Raptors at 5:30. That's followed by Winter Colombe and Kimball White Lake at 8 o'clock on Friday nights. Again, all of those games will be right here on KORN News Radio and streaming live at KORNRadio.com. With a look at your sports this morning, I'm Travis Krenz.